Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb, Derek, and Jay share their favorite things on a wide range of topics. They chat, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from serious to silly. Sometimes they have a guest join them to add a new perspective. Whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs, you're in for a treat. So grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
I've gotten to the point in my life where shit's just too sweet, and like all I can take is a taste of sugar. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you, my dear.
That's right.
Oh, cookies. My. Those look very authentic.
Would you like to say hi to Mr. J and Mr. Caleb? They can't hear you. Here, you want to put that in? Say hello.
Hello, Governor. It's Mary Poppins.
Mr. J. All right, grab your cookie. Favorite holiday cookie. God, should that be a topic?
Like maybe
is
favorite
there more than one
treat or something? Favorite holiday?
Yeah, sure.
Confectionery?
Favorite holiday treat, yes.
Oh, I'll put it in here right now.
Yeah. We need a holiday special for sure.
I can't hear
well,
anything.
Well, we could also do just favorite holiday tradition, too.
Thumbs up.
Ah, Caleb, I need treats.
Well, I'm not saying we have to. I'm just saying. I'm putting them both in here, so they're done.
Yeah. I won't, Elliot. I'm being scolded not to eat all the cookies. And that's fair.
Jay, I was just going to say, my
you
favorite
look way
holiday
too serious,
cookie.
Jay. I know, but... you don't want to spoil it.
I know. That's why I was like, nope, I can't say that.
No.
I got to save it.
You know what, though? I'll give a little teaser. I came late to the game.
I got
to
read.
With,
you got to disconnect, I guess.
You came late to the game?
I came late to the game with church windows. Are you familiar with these?
Church windows?
Yeah, there's a thing that my grandma used to make. And it's, you know, the little tiny marshmallows, but they're colored.
The tiny like, marshmallows. Sure, yeah, okay, yeah. I know, yeah.
Yeah, just your typical mini marshmallow, but they have colored ones. And my grandma would make these things where, like, it was those, but they lived in a casing of fudge. And then she would roll the fudge and marshmallows into a log and then cut them. So now you're getting a cross section of mallow and fudge. And it's supposed to be, it looks like a stained glass window, loosely. And I came late to the game on them. And now my grandma's dead. And I don't know any other grandmas who make them. So
is it like a swirl? Or was it kind of blended all together?
I got to see if I can hold on.
Because to me, what it sounds like is like a log, like a,
yeah,
or whatever.
It was a log.
That's the first thing I heard when my earphones got connected was my grandma made this log.
And sorry. She did. She was proud of it.
And she rolled it in marshmallows.
Church window cookies. Okay, this is a real thing.
But that's not a cookie, though. That's fudge.
It's not a cookie. It is funny. You're
Vanilla
right.
Quarter.
Okay.
But they call it a church window cookie.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to send this to myself. I'm on my work phone. Like a peasant. I don't have a computer down here.
I mean, I can also Google it. I do have Google.
Just Google it. Church window cookie. And you'll see what I'm talking about. And I'm sure you've had it on a platter from a grandma at church.
Guaranteed.
I was going to say I would show you, but I don't really have a way of... I have never seen that in my life.
Really?
Nope.
That's outrageous, sir.
What are these called?
Sorry.
Church window cookies.
Window cookies.
Church.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Cookies.
Are you Dutch?
Oh, yeah.
Is it like
yeah.
a Dutch thing?
It probably is.
Oh yeah, Jay knows.
Yeah, so these are good. I always skipped over
I know, I did too. That's what I'm saying. I came late to the game on them,
them.
but they're
Like
fucking
cottage cheese.
delicious.
Yeah, I've never even seen it before.
Like cottage cheese, he says. Huh. I probably wouldn't have gone there, but
What else did I come late to the game on?
cookies.
No. I'm
That was a
OG
come on a
cookie.
cook. That was a come on a cookie joke.
Trying to
Wouldn't
figure
waste a
out
cookie
like the
like that.
origins of these things, but
I'm gonna dip for
looks
one
like
more second. I'm gonna go grab a drink. I'm so sorry.
looks like it's a southern thing.
Okay.
I don't know. I just see them in a lot of southern cookbooks.
I mean, it just did like a grandma thing. I think it was just that generation they got real popular. Probably there was probably a recipe in
So
like the
you've seen them
Reader's
before.
Digest. Oh yeah. Yeah, for
Okay.
sure.
I've never seen those. Huh. Yeah, it says there's coconut on the outside.
Okay.
Derek, did your grandma put coconut on the outside? He didn't hear me. Derek, did your grandma put coconut on the outside?
No.
Oh,
My
this
grandma's a
recipe calls for coconut on the outside.
My grandma's a, was a good red-blooded American. You don't put coconut in shit.
Yeah, apparently it's a no-bake cookie,
It
which
is
again, this is
not a
not a
cookie.
cookie. There's no cookie in this whatsoever. Interesting. Okay, sorry. We went down a church cookie rabbit hole.
Let's do.
Right,
Oh,
do
man.
we need to
Yeah.
make some notes on episode topics? Because I feel like we
It
might have hit
feels
a
like
nerve.
church. Yeah, church
And
cookies
Christmas
might be.
cookies or something.
I just added. I added them all in there.
Okay, you got it.
I
We
just
could
put them
also
kind of in
ask
the middle.
Dick. I got Dick listening right now, so.
Yeah, so I have holiday treats and holiday traditions. I don't know if there's other things we need holiday wise, but.
So question, when these Zoom calls end, do you guys get the recap from our meetings in your email?
No, just you do.
I do not.
As
There,
the owner,
I'll
you're the
for
only one that gets them.
Oh, okay. I'll forward them to you if there's funny ones.
Nice.
So yeah. So we decided it was end of October the last time we talked. I went to a Taylor Swift concert. That was pretty fun.
I hate
Nice.
you.
It was so much. There were so many people in Toronto. So I've never seen so many people in one place for one
Yeah.
thing. Like, I mean, I understand you can only fit so many people in the stadium, but I feel like because it was a three-night event that weekend, there was a lot of people coming in early, just kind of, experiencing the whole weekend. Probably some people going to every show. But yeah, it was such an ordeal. And it was really fun, but it was such a production just to get it in town.
Sure. I've heard that even like the parking lot is just full.
Yep. Well, and you go to like nearby shopping malls or, nearby big restaurants and stuff, and everybody is having special Taylor Swift events and stuff where you can,
That is insane. The economy is riding on her back. It's incredible.
Yeah, trying to think if there's anything else big that happened. We went to Frankenmuth like we always do for
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
How much was your the weight change? Do you still
No,
weigh yourself?
we only did that. I think we only did that the 1 year, and
Really?
we wait. Did you hear about this, Caleb?
Like
Me
a
and my
before and after?
brother-in-laws. Yeah, we'd weigh ourselves before going to eat the all-you-can-eat chicken dinner.
Yep.
It's like family style at the Bavarian Inn, and that year we weighed ourselves before dinner and weighed ourselves after getting back to the hotel, and I won, but everybody was right there with me, and I had eaten 10 pounds of food.
That
I
is
mean,
so
I had
disgusting.
consumed 10 pounds of food and liquid, obviously,
Right.
but
Right.
yeah,
It's a
and
lot.
Brad and Ryan and I believe Alex was there too. They had all eaten like over 9 pounds. Yeah. Yeah.
You're pulling Joey Chestnut numbers.
Oh my gosh. It was, we felt so gross. That was probably the last year where we went hard because it was just like, oh my God, we put 10 pounds inside of ourselves.
Yeah. Did you see that Joey Chestnut ate 21 pounds of shrimp over the
Oh,
weekend in the competition?
I believe it. Yeah.
I don't know how you do that.
I don't
Nope.
either, other than I know that I can eat 10 pounds if I had to.
Yeah, but of all the food, shrimp, that's a
Yeah.
lot of shrimp.
I mean, you gotta love shrimp.
You
Yeah.
really do.
What have you guys been up to?
I killed a deer 2 weekends ago in my backyard. That was
Okay. On
fun.
purpose?
On
It wasn't
purpose.
like breaking into your house or anything.
She basically was. She was literally at my back door, and we were watching her from the house. And I James Bonded and snuck to my barn and shot her
Nice.
as my children watched on, which was fun. It
Watch
was
and
fun.
learn.
That's
Not
right.
traumatized.
No, my God, they lost their fucking minds.
They
They
loved it.
absolutely loved it. Yeah, they're bloodthirsty. Fucking savages. Also, I had a car land on my foot. My mother-in-law needed help changing a
Nice.
tire. So
Oh.
I, Good Samaritan, went over there, and her jack was not appropriately
Oh
sized for her
no.
car
Oh no.
aftermarket. And so I needed literally like one more crank, and I cranked it one more time, and the whole car went.
Oh no.
And I had the tire like propped up in the wheel well, and the whole thing came down and rolled on top of my foot. And my mother-in-law was useless as tits on a chicken and
Oh
was
no.
not able to help me, was literally so beside herself. So I had to self-rescue and get a car off of my foot. So it was fun. Those are my highlights in the past one
Wow.
month.
So
Nice. No
you
big damage to
you
the foot.
glazed over the fact that you lifted a car off of you.
No, I didn't lift it like one of these mothers, you know, that you see on the news. I finagled the jack out from underneath the car
Okay.
and was able to reposition it in a
Reposition
way, to get, and literally my foot's like
Oh.
underneath the fucking car. And
But
I,
you're okay?
well, ish. It's still pretty sore.
From
Should I
your
go
flesh
to a foot
wound.
and ankle? Yeah, I probably should go to a doctor, but I ran a mile and a half tonight
Not
and
till
I
it's real bad,
survived.
right?
That's exactly right, pal.
Not
That's
till it's real
exactly
bad.
right. Yeah. There's always
Well, I'm glad
amputation.
you're okay.
Yeah. And other than that, my life is boring, you know? Yeah.
Living the life with three kids. Do you
Yeah,
hear
living that life.
Maggie and Ryan had their baby yesterday?
This
Their
morning.
second daughter?
It was this
No, I
morning.
this
Didn't hear that.
morning?
Yep.
Nice. Oh. Well, I guess you'd know you're closer.
Yeah, well, he works for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Proximity
I
wise.
didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Mazel tov to them, to the
Huzzah!
doves. Huzzah.
Nice.
Are you drinking ginger beer?
No, vanilla
No.
porter Founders.
I'm drinking Fresca.
Nice.
I'm drinking
Hitting hard.
Vandermill sparkling apple cider.
Yeah, it's good stuff too.
I've not had that. Oh, is that just, that's not the alcoholic stuff? That's just cider. That's just,
Yeah, it's just
yeah.
it's a
I
Honeycrisp
have had that.
sparkling apple cider.
Yeah, I like that.
I think you had it at my house.
Yeah, I think I did. Because
Caleb,
I was
can you
joking, I
one
was going to
up?
put vodka in it.
Sure. Can you one up having a car land on your foot?
I got nothing.
God
What
damn it.
have
No. What have
you
you done
done?
with your life?
No. Nothing. I'm with you. Life's been a little boring. Hosted Thanksgiving. That was about it.
Yeah, we did too this year. It was really nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
So Tori did a lot of cooking. I did a lot of cleanup, and that was
nice.
about it.
Sure. We did the
I'm
turkey on the
excited.
Traeger this year, which
Ooh.
it was a banger.
Yeah.
Absolutely delicious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
You
think
sell
I've
some
ever had.
leftover?
No, I ate, we ate the shit out of it.
Wow, even the shit.
Must have been good.
Yeah, we suck the shit right out of it.
We call that stuffing where I'm from.
That's funny. That was good. That
So we
was good.
got breakfast cereals, huh?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
We've had plenty of time to deliberate. Whose topic was this? Was
Kayla's.
mine?
Was
Yep,
it? It's
mine.
Chase.
It's
Yeah.
mine. Yep.
Mine,
I
mine,
remember.
mine.
Mine? Mine?
Yep.
Yep.
It's
So
listed in the notes.
I'll start with my number five. I'm wasting time because I've already lost it again.
Yeah.
What? I clicked out of it in my notes, and it's been more than a couple weeks, so I lost it.
Is it way down there on your list
Cereal.
now?
Yeah, here it is. Breakfast cereals. My number five, Frosted Mini Wheats. Made
Ooh, good
by
one.
Kellogg's, launched in 1963, famous for its vibrant colors and fruity flavors. Nope. I'm reading from
Nope,
the lo
nope.
wrong line. Frosted Mini Wheats, made by Kellogg's in 1969. I don't be confused. It's not 63, 69. Frosted Mini Wheats combined a whole grain nutrition with a sweet frosted coating, aiming to appeal to both kids and adults. The shredded wheat cereal pieces provide fiber, and the frosting gives it just enough sweetness to make it a family favorite.
Nice.
Thanks for
Now,
that sales pitch.
does it have to be the minis, or can it just be the regular?
Mini wheats. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Jay. I grew up on the frosted mini wheats.
Yes.
Was it just frosted wheats? What was the original one?
Well,
I think
that
so,
used to
right?
be like the big was the big frosted, what were they called? They didn't have frosting on them at
It's
first,
just,
and it
yeah,
was
frosted
shredded
wheat
wheat.
cereal, right? No,
Shredded wheat.
shredded wheat.
Those and they'd be like big chunks of shredded wheat, and it tasted dry and like cardboard, but then they made them smaller and put frosting on them, and then that's when they got me.
Now, hot take, they have the mini ones that I grew up on, but they have smaller ones yet.
I've
And
not
those
had
are,
those.
oh, they're my favorite.
Okay.
What
They're
are they
so
called?
what are they called?
Well, what are they called?
Micro wheats?
Yeah, micro penis wheat.
I'd
I'm trying to find it.
eat that though. That sounds good.
They have a frosted mini wheat cinnamon roll,
Oh.
like cinnamon roll flavored.
I think I've had those.
But I don't see the
Hold on.
mini ones. Interesting.
They're called Little Bites.
Little bites. Okay. Okay.
Little Bites, and my kids love them, and those were a close contender on my list.
Yeah,
Okay. All
I
right.
mean,
So
they're
that's
on
my
my
number
honorable
five.
mentions. So,
Okay. Who wants to go now?
Mr. Caleb.
okay, so my number five is a cereal that I don't think I've had since I was 12, probably is the last time I had it. But it was my favorite cereal, and I always had it at my grandparents' house, and it was Honey O's cereal.
Honey
Did you guys ever have
O's.
Honey O's?
I believe I have. Yeah.
Maple Post. They are incredible. I don't,
Yeah.
I like I said, I haven't had them since I was probably 12, but I used to eat them every time I went to my grandparents' house or when we were out to the cottage in the summer. I would eat those things like crazy, and I loved that cereal.
I gotta see
Can I
about
ask a
Honey
I
O's.
have I haven't been able to find it.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Are these poor people Honey Nut Cheerios?
No.
No.
They're
Okay. Well,
different.
they do, are is this
They're made
them?
by Post.
Yes, that is them.
They
They
sell
got
it at
little crumbs
Target.
in the middle. They got the little
Yeah, no, I
crumbs in
saw
them.
that. I saw that, but I've never seen them at Meijer, but I see them listed at like Walmart and Target and Meijer,
Yeah.
but I don't think I've ever, I mean, I've looked for them before and
Yeah, I
I
haven't
must
seen
miss
those in a
them, but
while. I remember those though. Those
yeah.
were good because it got like the little granola flakes in the middle.
Yeah, in the middle. Yep.
Yep. That was
I
a solid
loved
one.
those.
Okay. All
I miss them.
right.
I feel like I
What
need to
year were
get
they
some for
launched?
nostalgia's sake. So that's my number five. I don't have a sales pitch for them. Just I
you
loved
don't know
them.
What year
And
they you don't know what
my
year they
childhood.
launched.
I mean, I can find it out if you really
No,
want
it's
me
fine.
to.
I'm just messing with you. It's fine.
No, I'm gonna find it out.
Mm,
1900 and something. I can't
mm-hmm.
find it. They don't have a wiki page. Can you believe that crap?
Yeah, there is. Honey O's right here.
The
Oh, there is.
Yeah,
You found a wiki
1980.
page?
Yeah.
1980, that's it?
Yeah.
I would have thought they were older than that. Where'd Derek
There you
go? Oh,
go.
there he is.
There you go.
I guess I'm back. My shit's real glitchy tonight.
It's okay.
It's all right.
All right, Derek.
Okay.
You want to
My
do your
number
number
five.
five?
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Solid
A
choice.
classic. A
Yeah.
classic. And a step up from regular Cheerios. When we had Honey Nut in the
Oh, yeah.
house, yeah, you knew, we were doing good.
So if you didn't have Honey Nut Cheerios in the house, but you did have Cheerios in the house, would you eat it?
I would, with the caveat that if season allowed it, I put fruit on it.
Oh, you know what I would
I
do?
was a strawberries guy.
I just dump sugar
Drizzle that
on
honey.
it. Just dump sugar on
That
it.
too.
Oh yeah.
See,
My
I
favorite
can't
desperate
eat
times.
regular Cheerios.
What was that?
I said I can't
My
eat regular
grandma,
Cheerios.
because they taste like cardboard.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I mean,
they're
I had to
terrible.
make them sweet somehow. I was desperate.
My favorite was dragging the spoon across the bottom of the bowl and getting
Oh
that
yeah.
sugar to come up with it,
Yes, is that real dark gray sugar?
Yes.
Love it.
Oh my God. Yeah. And my grandma didn't care or didn't watch when I was adding sugar. My mom would never let us add sugar like that.
Sure. Yeah. But grandma didn't give no fucks.
It.
Yeah.
All right. So that was your number five.
That was my number
My
five.
number four is Fruit Loops, made
You
by
bitch.
Kellogg's in 1963. Famous for its vibrant colors and fruity flavors, Fruit Loops was designed to be fun and fruity, a fun and fruity breakfast option. The loops are all the same flavor despite their different colors. Mind-blowing, right? And Toucan Sam has guided kids toward this cereal with his nose for decades. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I didn't know that those were all different flavors until I heard about it on a podcast one time.
Okay, can I blow your fucking mind right now?
Yeah.
Skittles are the same way. They're all flavored the
No.
same.
No.
Yes.
No, 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 no,
Yes.
no, no.
No.
You're it's not that Skittles are flavored the same. It's that there is no flavor to Skittles. It's a smell. So if you plug your nose
Yes.
and eat a Skittle, it tastes the exact same. It's all
Yes.
smell based. It's actually not taste based.
Yes, thank you.
Oh.
So they are different
Yes.
flavors, but you if you plug your
Yes.
nose, you won't be able to tell what you're eating.
Yeah. Bizarre.
Okay.
And I'll jump the gun and I'm gonna skip you, Caleb, to let
Yeah.
you know that number four was Fruit Loops for me as well.
Okay.
Nice. Yep.
1963.
1963. A good year for cereals.
I saw this clip on the interwebs of these two guys who do their own podcast, and the one guy asked him what's his favorite cereal right now, and the other guy's like Fruit Loops, and the other guy goes, "What's your favorite flavor?" He's like, "What are you talking about? What's your favorite flavor of Fruit Loops?" He's like, "They all taste the same," and they got in this huge argument because the one dude's like, "Nope, each flavor tastes different." He's like, "No, the flavor is fruit." It's pretty funny.
I'm not gonna lie, that's a little paradigm shattering for me right now because I also didn't know
That they weren't, that they're all flavor taste the same. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shatter your worldview.
It's
Okay.
All right, Caleb, what's yours?
Okay, so mine is, in fact, in my cupboard right now, and I think it's probably the only one on my list that's, oh no, that's not true. My number one is in my cupboard, but it's Cookie Crisp. I love Cookie Crisp cereal introduced in 1977. See, I pulled up the Wikipedia page. And it was my favorite cereal growing up. I used to get it all the time. Nothing like eating a tiny little chocolate chip cookie, or a bunch of them, for breakfast. It was the best way to start out your day. We had a bunch of little tiny chocolate chip cookies. And in fact, I think it's Reese's favorite as well. So that's why it's still in the house. I don't eat it much anymore, but Reese loves the Cookie Crisp.
Sometimes you get some leftovers, I'll bet.
Oh yeah, there's plenty of times where I finish her bowl in the morning. So,
That's a
but yeah,
dad's
it's my number
duty.
four, Cookie Crisp.
Okay. All right. So we're on to number threes, huh?
Yep.
All right. My number three, launched in 1952 by the Kellogg's Corporation, Frosted
Jesus
Flakes.
Christ.
Originally
They're
named,
great.
they're great. Originally named the Sugar Frosted Flakes. This cereal became an instant hit with Tony the Tiger as its mascot. The cereal's sugar-coated cornflakes are iconic for their simple but delicious flavor. Tony's catchphrase, "They're great," is recognized around the world.
Yes.
Yep.
There you have it.
Love it.
Amen.
I would get I growing up, I would get this box of cereal in my Christmas stocking.
Really?
Either that or one of these. Like, it was kind of a thing that you would get your favorite cereal in your
Was it
Christmas
a full
stocking.
box or like a
Yes,
little kid
it'd be
box?
sticking out
Full
the top
box?
of the stocking. It was
Nice.
like the cap. Oh yeah. My mom knew how to do it.
Mom did it right.
But every other day of the year, I was eating the Honey Nut Cheerios or regular Cheerios with sugar on top.
Did
All
you
right.
guys grow up with primarily healthy cereals or sugary cereals? Just
We
curious.
mostly had to eat Cheerios or Honey Nut Cheerios. Those were the two that we could have. And then we'd get shit like that for holidays.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Did it just disappeared in the house though too, right? Like, yeah.
Yeah, by the time we are back at school for sure over Christmas break, if not, within days. Yeah. All
What about you,
right, who's
Derek?
next?
Were you more healthy cereals?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were forced to eat well, healthy cereals, right?
Except when you're at grandma's.
Right. Right.
Except for when I met grandma's. Yeah, just curious. Yeah. I guess
You,
I'll
Caleb?
go. Yeah, I'll go
You
next.
had to eat healthy too?
No, it
No,
was
you got
all
to do
across, it
whatever
was
you
all over the
want.
board. Yeah.
It was a free for all, huh?
I wasn't much of a breakfast kid though. I very, very rarely
So it
ate
wasn't a
breakfast
problem.
anyways. Yeah, if I ate breakfast, it was on the weekends. I never ate breakfast before school or anything like that. So
Got it.
I would try to sleep in as long as I could and quick rush out the door. I
Yeah.
didn't have time
It was
for quick
intermittent
breakfast.
fasting before it was cool.
Yeah. Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. You want me to go then? For number three, right? Okay. So my number three is, I don't know if it's considered a brand, but I like all of them, and it's Cap'n Crunch. I love
Oh,
Cap'n
okay.
Crunch, the original. I love
Yeah.
Cap'n Peanut Butter Cap'n Crunch. I
Crunchberries.
love, I don't love the Oops All Crunch Berries, but I do like the ones where it's the original with the berries. Like, that's good. But like the Oops one that's just berries, I don't like that one. That's
Oh,
the only one
that's
I
too
don't
much,
like.
huh?
Yeah, it's too much berry. I need another flavor. But yeah, Cap'n Crunch, all of them. I love them. Peanut Butter Captain Crunch is probably my favorite, although original, those two go back and forth as far as
I
my
wasn't a peanut
favorites.
butter fan, but I definitely did the crunch berries. That would probably make my list. Yeah.
And because my controversial thing with cereal is I almost never put milk in my cereal except for original Captain Crunch. That's the only
Yeah.
cereal that I put
Wow.
milk in.
Okay, so Crunch Berries is my number three.
Okay.
Nice.
And I was going to state that my only complaint about it is that it used to cut the shit out of my
It
mouth.
does. The original Captain
true.
Crunch.
You could
squares
not have
cut
more
you
than
up.
A couple bowls of that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yep.
Let it
Nope. It
soak
does
a
for
little
sure.
bit. But then it
That's
gets
why.
soggy.
That's why it's one of those that I like with milk, because it gets a little soggier and it doesn't quite demolish the inside of my mouth as much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So, do you like other Captain Crunches, Derek, or it's just the berry one?
I like the berries.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. Okay.
I'm the same way. I would prefer the berries. I would eat the original secondarily. I wouldn't hate it.
And I don't want to shit on the peanut butter ones, but I'm not a fake peanut butter flavor
Yeah.
guy.
Same.
I get that. I get that. It is a very flake fake peanut butter flavor
Yeah.
for sure.
Yes.
No doubt about it. It does not taste like Jif.
Nothing
All
tastes like
right, so we're on to number twos.
Jif. Yeah.
All righty. My number two is Fruity Pebbles, made by the Post Corporation, 1971, released alongside Cocoa Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles brought the colorful, fruity flavors to the Pebbles lineup, also inspired by the Flintstones. This cereal is known for its bright colors and sweet, fruity taste. Fun fact, these cereals have outlasted the popularity of the actual TV show that inspired them.
Can we say that Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles, their real appeal is the milk afterwards?
Oh yes, it was exactly what I was going to next, was the fact that the cereal was good. The cereal was good, soggy. So that's part of it too, is like if it's good, both crunchy and soggy, that's a big win for me. But then yeah, the milk afterwards, it's like colored like purple at this point because it's all the colors mixed and it's just like just straight sugar and straight goodness. Yeah. Yep.
I'll say
That's my
I'm
number
not a
two.
huge chocolate milk fan, but Cocoa Pebble chocolate milk,
Yep.
that's a different beast.
Yes.
I don't they sell that now? Like an actual like bottle of
I don't know. You might be sitting on a gold mine.
What's
I
that,
thought I
Jack?
saw that somewhere, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
Because I thought they did it with, or maybe it was a coffee creamer, I can't remember, but I swore I saw milk one time.
I don't see.
Didn't find it on the old Google.
Not. No.
Maybe I made it up.
Sure.
My
Fake
turn.
news.
What?
I said fake news.
Vegas.
Okay. So my number two is known as CTC or Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yes, we have some of that in our cabinet.
I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It is one of my favorites. And again, don't you dare put milk in my Cinnamon Toast Crunch or I will be pissed, because I don't want you to ruin the deliciousness that is Cinnamon Toast Crunch by washing off
Okay.
all of the sugar.
But that's another one where the milk is so good
It's
afterwards.
the milk.
It's the
Well,
milk.
no,
Yes.
it's the cereal.
It's the cereal, then the milk.
I will concede that with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I put less milk in, because I would
Yeah.
agree with you. I want that shit thick on there. I want that
Yep.
cinnamon coated.
That is,
Yeah.
it is one of the few cereals that I would eat without milk, I think. Yeah.
Sure.
No milk. Don't give me soggy ones. Just nothing. Just
Well,
straight up. I always have a glass of milk on the side so I can,
dip
have
it.
some milk, but
You're gonna dip it?
never together. Nope,
One at
separate.
a
Just dunk
time.
them.
For 2.3 seconds.
Yeah, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch is not one that holds up to being soggy. Like, they get disgusting.
I mean,
Well, Jay.
I do
Okay.
prefer it crunchy though. Yeah.
My number two, and I believe I know it's the first hot cereal to be mentioned. It's Cocoa
Porridge?
Wheats.
Oh.
No, not porridge. What do I look like? If you're familiar with Cocoa Wheats.
Yeah. I've not, I don't think I've ever, I don't think I've ever had it, but I definitely know what it is.
What
Are you
is
familiar
it?
with, are you familiar with grits?
Yes, I love
Yeah,
grits.
yeah.
Okay, so it's chocolate grits.
Oh,
Got
well, I,
it.
I'd
Okay.
eat
At the end of the day. Yeah, I get
that.
the shit out of that. Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to
And
try
that was
that.
something that was like a special treat. Like we'd have it in the wintertime, obviously, it's hot.
Yeah.
And that's another thing where my mom, I would legitimately, I'd be making my cocoa weeds and I'd get the sugar out because we were allowed to put it in our cocoa weeds.
Well, yeah, I
And I
needed
would turn by that so that shells couldn't see how much sugar I was putting in. Because if you put enough in,
it.
it makes it really nice. It makes it good and lumpy. And oh man, it was the best. It was the best.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay,
It did.
I want to go try that now.
So is
Well,
that something that
I was
gonna say, is that something that
going
comes pre like that, or is that something your mom would make?
what do you mean?
Cocoa Wheats is like a it's a brand, it's a branded cereal, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I thought it was like legit, like chocolate grits,
Grits.
like homemade chocolate grits.
No. This is, yeah, it's a
Gotcha.
boxed hot cereal. And if you're gonna
Gotcha.
make it, text me because I've got the ratios down from cocoa weeds to water. If you like it
Yeah.
good and thick.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. Okay, interesting.
You, I, you've probably seen it. You just didn't know what it was.
Probably. Come
Yeah, because
on.
I
You can
just
find it at
Googled.
your local Thrifty Acres.
Yeah, I just Googled the box, and it's very familiar with the little kid on the front, little white kid on the front.
Don't give me your white kid on the. Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay, yeah, I've seen
Yeah,
that
he knows.
box.
Yeah, well,
Never gotten it. Never had it.
you should try it. My kids absolutely love it.
Okay.
So, sorry to interrupt, but they did have Nestle made a Fruit Loops, a Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and a Frosted Flakes milk.
Oh.
Really? Yep.
Hello. Get
Frosted
right
Flakes
to the
milk is really
point.
good too. Yeah.
I can't imagine drinking that. I feel like that's a lot of sugar in your milk, but
I'm
they
all right.
made it.
I'm here for it.
Anyway, sorry I interrupted.
You're
Sidetracked us
good.
all.
Good. Is that everybody's number two? Did you go, Caleb?
Yeah. CTC.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yep. All right. So we're on to number ones. My number one, we talked about it briefly, and it's Cocoa Pebbles. I was a Pebbles fan. I mean, I definitely was a Flintstones fan as well as a kid, so I think that might have had something to do with it, but I just loved that milk afterwards. It was the best part. So just let those Cocoa Pebbles just sit in there, just soak it
Yeah.
up. Yep.
Marinade.
Sometimes I'd drink the milk before I was even done with the cereal.
Was gonna say, just throw the cereal away at that point. Just drink
No,
the
you just
milk.
drink the milk through the cereal. You can always get to the cereal later.
I think you should buy a box of that
I think I
and then
should. Just
pour it into a gallon of milk and let it just
it
become
sit.
like chocolate milk. Yeah. And then maybe, I mean, if you want to strain it out, you could do that. Otherwise, just let it sit in there and just get it real chocolatey.
Or if I can suggest, maybe hit it with an immersion blender.
Oh.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All
Because,
right.
for what it's worth.
Yep. I could probably turn it, make, I could probably froth it and make it into a latte.
Oh my
Oh, for
God.
sure.
It's actually a great idea.
Yeah.
Starbucks,
if you're listening, you know they are. They're always listening.
They're always listening. Okay, so that was my number one. Launched in 1971.
1971. Okay. My number one is my number one because it's the cereal that I eat now. I don't know if it's an old man thing or what, but it's Cinnamon Life. I
Oh
never had
yeah.
Cinnamon Life growing up,
Oh
never
really?
had Life cereal growing up. But in the last little while, I have loved Cinnamon Life. It's a
Life
delicious
cereal
cereal.
was one of the other healthy options that would be in the cabinet too, pretty
Yeah,
regularly.
I know,
So
but
I
Life cereal's not healthy, is it?
no,
No
no,
cereal is healthy.
no
Come
cereal
on.
is healthy, really.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was better than Fruity Pebbles.
Sure. They have a little less sugar content. That's about it. But yeah, I love Cinnamon Life cereal. It's my go-to now. It's what if I eat cereal, which is rare that I do, Cinnamon Life is the one that I eat for sure.
Yep. Solid choice.
Very good choice. My number one, it may be obscure. I'm interested to see if you guys know it. Honey Smacks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what was it?
Yeah.
What kind of
Honey
smacks?
Smacks.
Honey?
Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks. Oh, yeah.
With a frog.
Yeah, with the frog on the front. I
Yep.
was
Oh, yeah, I
just
got to
Googling
see this.
it, and it says it's known for its high sugar content.
Oh, yeah.
Introduced in 1953, and
Oh,
56
yeah.
grams of sugar per serving.
I like these. Yeah.
Yeah. Again,
Yeah,
I
you
never
like
thought
them.
they were healthy, but definitely not.
I haven't had Honey Smacks since I was a kid either, but
Yeah, for sure.
it's been a long, long time, but
Yeah.
I remember liking them.
They were introduced in the 50s, and they used to be called Sugar Smacks. They had the highest sugar content in the U.S. cereal market, 56% per weight by weight.
Wow.
Nice.
Gotta be
What a
known for
wild
something. That's amazing.
time for cereals, huh?
Yeah.
My
Wow.
God.
Wow.
Wow.
So that's your number one? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Have you had it recently? Just wondering. Or is that like
No,
a.
it's probably been 5 or 6 years since I've had it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm still shooting insulin for it every day.
Right. I know. And I have diabetes now.
Yeah, now I got diabetes.
Yeah.
All right, so that
Nice.
was Derek's number one.
Yep.
Nice.
Did you guys do honorable mentions at all or no?
I kind of
I
came
did
up with
not.
some as we went that I'd kind of thought of that weren't mentioned. Because I obviously I had a lot of them that you guys had. Like I
Yeah.
forgot about Life. I forgot about Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I would have probably mentioned those. So those are honorable mentions for me. The other one I thought of was Trix. Trix was for kids. So
Sure. Oh, yes.
that was a good one in the house.
Yeah.
There was another one. It was the Frankenstein one, Chalkenstein, or what was that one? It was Count Chocula.
Count
With
Chocula.
the marshmallows that were chocolate. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, I just had
I really
Apple
like.
Jacks. I liked
Oh,
Apple
Apple
Jacks and Lucky.
Jacks.
Yeah, Apple
Yes.
Jacks just got knocked off. I like a good Apple
Solid.
Jacks. And then Lucky Charms.
Oh,
Just
how
when
did
I
we
was little,
miss Lucky Charms?
I just wanted the marshmallows. That's all I
Yeah.
wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Get that other crap out. Just give me marshmallows.
Can I
And
tell
then
you,
frosted mini wheat.
I just had Lucky Charms last week.
Yeah.
My kids had it, and I was like, "Yeah, I'll have a bowl with you." I don't really eat cereal, and one bowl turned into three, as happens.
as it does.
I felt like absolute shit for the rest of the day.
Well, it's
Like
because you probably had like
absolute garbage.
4,000 times your amount of sugar. Yeah,
Yeah.
no doubt. One that did not stand the test of time for me was Kix, kid tested, mother
Yes.
approved.
Yeah.
Loved it back in the day, and I bought it for my kids and had it, and it's garbage. It is garbage cereal.
Like bland.
So bland.
Yeah.
Also, they did finally up their local marketing change. It is now kid tested, parent approved.
Yep.
So, bringing dads into the loop on shitty cereal.
Oh, another one that I always ate, and it was probably more about who was on the cover, but I did eat it a lot.
Wheaties.
Wheaties. Yeah.
Be
I don't
very
think
careful.
I've ever had Wheaties.
It's pretty good, but it's there's no sugar. I mean, there's probably
Yeah.
some sugar in it, but it's pretty bland. But it tastes healthy.
Yeah.
Who was your cover, your box person that you liked best?
Well, I mean, Michael Jordan, when he was on the 1992 Olympic team, you wanted to get that cover.
Yeah.
I think that was the one. Yeah, I can't really remember any notable other ones.
Was Ken Griffey on there?
Oh, I'm sure he was. I'm sure like Muhammad Ali was on there one time or something, and
Sure.
yep. They would have Olympians on there a lot.
I think you can get
Yeah,
your
that
own
was
face on
fun.
there now.
What's that?
So I think you can get your own face on there now. Like you can get a customized one
Oh
now.
yeah. I had for Vivian's play that she did last month, I made up the Oreos that you can have customized, and I had her picture put on them. She thought that was pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that with Oreos.
It just recently started doing it where
Okay.
you upload your own picture and you can design it, write whatever you want on them. And I think for six Oreos, it was like $20 or something, but it was really cool, and the print quality was cool on them. So
So it's on the actual like cookie?
yeah. So it was like a
Interesting.
frosting covered Oreo. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't think you can get like a regular Oreo. It's got to be like a frosting covered one.
Got it.
Yeah, so what should we do next? We got some good topics that we just
Which
came up
one's
with.
Derek's choice?
Oh yeah.
Is it my choice?
Yeah. Yeah,
Well,
you'd
I
be
would say
next.
that it should be our holiday special, and we should
Ooh.
do Christmas goodies.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Christmas treats.
Christmas. What was it? Confectionery?
Yeah,
Treats?
Christmas confectionery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas confectionery. Okay. Yeah, I like
Love it.
it. All righty. You guys got any plans for the week?
What day is it? Monday?
Monday.
It's Monday.
You made it.
It. I got nothing, I don't think. Elliot has gymnastics at some point this week. And my sister comes to town this weekend.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
Vivian
We have my
has
excited to
a.
see her. Christmas.
Oh, you
Well,
got.
I'll say we have my family's Christmas
Yeah.
this weekend, and then, just the normal, usual running around kids stuff
Yeah.
all the time. Reese has an indoor soccer game. They both have dance. Jameson had his first orchestra concert tonight, so
Oh.
on
Viv's
it.
is tomorrow. Yep,
She
she's
play the
got her
cello?
award ceremony for robotics on Wednesday, and then things kind of start to slow down for us for the rest of the month. Then
Excellent.
she
Nice.
tries out for Shrek Jr. in sometime in the beginning of January for the spring musical.
Nice.
Yep.
Super fun.
Totally, she should try to get Shrek.
Yes.
Actually, the donkey would probably be the best character to get in
I was
that,
going to say the donkey, but I didn't want you to think that I thought Vivian was a jackass.
right? Well, she is sometimes.
Aren't they all?
Yes. Yes, they
No.
sure are.
I mean, yes. I mean, no. All right. Cool. And so like one thing that Derek had brought up is like maybe not with this one, but maybe with some of them in the future, we could try to pound out a couple topics in one night and just hit record twice, you know.
Yeah.
If we know it's going to be a faster topic and maybe we have a little bit of more time, on specific nights, we could try to bang out a couple. But
I always try to bang out a couple if I can.
But yeah, maybe we just stick with the Christmas theme for the next one, and then we go from there. What do you guys think?
Well, if we want to do
That's fine with me.
two, if we do want to do two, my other thought was Christmas movies.
Oh,
ooh.
let's do it.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Jay, you know that next week I have counsel.
Okay, sounds good.
Sweet. Christmas
Do you want to do
movies.
do both of those then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And we'll make that one yours.
Sure. Yep. I'll put it in here, maybe, if it'll work. Oh, you already got it. Look at
Haha.
you. He's about to
The
do it.
hardest part was trying to
Got
figure out what the Roman numeral for 29 was.
it. I know. I might have to switch coming up here in a little bit. I was thinking the same thing.
It XIX?
It's IXXX.
Oh, this one, Matt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Or is it XXIX?
It should be
XX.
XXIX.
I told you.
Is there, what's
Yeah,
the Roman numeral for
see, I don't think the
29?
I should go at the front.
It's XXIX. Because it's 10, 20, and then 9, right? Yeah.
Sure.
Well, it's been a minute since I've done Roman numerals.
Yeah. Yeah, when I wrote it, it didn't look right, but
Once we get up into the 40s is like where I get a little lost.
just as long as we stay behind the number of Super Bowls there's been,
We're
then
golden.
Many have there been?
it's
Super
up.
Bowls? What,
Yeah,
like
it's like
56?
it's
54?
yeah, I think it's approaching 60. Yeah. Hey Siri, how many Super Bowls have there been? Anybody want to listen to me?
Did she say it?
I think it's because I'm on Do Not Disturb.
Hey Siri, how many Super Bowls have there been?
You don't like sports, Derek.
I don't. I didn't ask you about the Patriots.
It's See?
What? 50. It's LIX, so.
Licks.
Licks.
So what would that be?
It's one short of, so it's one short of 60, 59.
Is that right?
Yeah, L is 50, and then another X would be 60, but with an I in front of it.
Well, yeah,
It'd
but
be
they have last Super Bowl as LX.
That'd be 60.
that'd be 60.
So are we on
So it's not
61 then?
LXI then? Lixie?
So I'm just, so it had in, let's see, in 20. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm looking in the future.
Oh, quit
Yeah,
looking.
so the next one is 60. I'm sorry. I thought it was going in, it's going up and
Quit
not down.
showing
I thought it
off that
was
you
going
can
down.
look into the future.
I'm sorry.
Not to get you excited, because I still don't care about sport, but I hear the Lions are really doing something right
They
now.
are doing something. It's a
And
thing.
that
It's a movement.
these people just have a fucking hard on for the coach.
Dan Campbell.
And Jared
Yeah.
Goff.
Yeah.
If you went into church on Sunday, not saying you go to church or anything, and you started chanting Jared Goff, you could probably get some people to chant it with you. That's
Really?
how big of a thing it is. Like people go to
Wow.
concerts in like the state of Michigan, and really sometimes even a little bit outside of the state of Michigan, you'll go to a concert and people will be chanting Jared Goff.
Jesus
Just
Christ.
randomly. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Lots of people in my office like to talk sports, and I'm getting sucked in a little bit, you know. I
It's
still
okay.
haven't watched a single game, but I'm proud of the boys in blue, you
Yeah,
know.
the Honolulu blue and silver.
That's right.
That blue is called Honolulu blue, Derek. You'll
I'll
know.
believe you.
Yeah, it
That you
is.
can't call it blue.
Yep.
Sure. And thank you. I'll bring that little bit of knowledge to the office tomorrow.
Yep.
Just like
Well,
it's Michigan isn't blue and yellow, they're maize and blue.
and you can
Cool.
also tell the boys, man, it's good to see the Lions have a running game. It's been since Barry Sanders they've had a good running game.
Can you text these things to me, please?
Oh,
Give me some hot takes.
another
But not anything too crazy, because I
hot
know
take.
that I
This is
don't
an
like
easy
sports.
one to remember. Best Lions team you've ever seen.
Yep.
It's a big proclamation to say, like people.
You I know
It is.
you can also say, because it's gonna happen every game, be like, I can't believe they went for it on fourth down again.
Okay, listen, I was gonna say, I heard they're getting real ballsy with these
Yes. Yeah.
fourth down conversions.
Yes.
Yeah, so
Yep.
all you got to do is every time, after every game, man, can you believe they went for it on fourth down?
Don't even need any details about which fourth
Nope,
down they
that's
did that.
it. Nope.
That's all you need.
Yep. It's multiple times per
Yeah,
game,
no,
so.
just continue to send me these little tidbits, and
Yep. And the curse of Bobby Lane has been broken, hopefully.
thanks to
praise
Peyton
be.
Manning.
Peyton Manning and
Paint
your neighbor.
Peyton Peyton Manning.
Peyton?
Peyton.
Peyton? Yeah. You'll have to send me the
Right,
details on
guys. It's
that. All righty.
good to get back with you. It's good to chat. Good to see your beautiful faces.
Same.
All
I'm
right.
looking for a new catchphrase. Live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper. Love it. All right. I'm going to hit the stop button right now.
And that's a wrap on another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, five is just the start, not the end. Don't forget to share your high fives with us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/thehighfivepodcast. We'll be back next week with more exciting adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a big high five from Caleb, Derek, and Jay to you. We'll see you next time. Intro and outro music was created by our friend Trevor Durheimer.